Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thank you so much for joining us for Believing Together. And this is a ministry of Kerwin Baptist Church, and we appreciate you logging in. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 2 this morning, "Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." You know, the prophet Jeremiah was writing to the people of God who were living among the Chaldeans. Maybe you've heard that term. A pagan practice of the Chaldeans, was that of astrology. And astrology, by the way, is a pagan practice. They engaged in superstition, and they viewed constellations as signs with meanings, etc. Now, God commanded his people not to adopt those practices. Those were the ways of the heathen. Although God's people lived among them, they were not to learn their ways from them. Of course, the context here is astrology, with which Christians really have no business identifying. But what about all the other ways of the world that too many of the people of God have adopted? You know, as a child of God, you are not to learn them, copy them, and follow them. You know, a good question this morning would be, are you letting the heathen think for you? Have you bought into the ideology of the unsaved world? Where do you get your philosophies? Where do you get your positions from? What styles and trends have you seized that came straight from the world? You know, are we guilty of embracing and even advocating behaviors and practices that literally go against God's word, but fall in line with the world? Are you getting your way of life from the word or from the world? You know, too often I see Christians excusing what they used to call wrong. What happened, and where are they getting this nonsense from? Most of the time, it's worldly influence. I've seen many people influenced by their kids. Their kids put pressure on mom and dad and make them feel like they're idiots and old-fashioned because they feel certain ways. And I've watched moms and dads cave into that. Well, where did you get that from? You didn't get it from the word. You got it from influence by young people that are worldly and not spiritual. Where did this come from? You know, although we may live among them, we are not to learn our ways from them. And if you're wondering where to get your learning, you know, Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Learn of me." Christians, we are to learn from Christ, not those who don't even know him. Isn't that amazing? I want to challenge you today. The philosophies, the things you're thinking, even the opinions you now have, did you get that from the word or did you get it from the world? It's a good question. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.